comes to the Omicron variant.
I'm Michelle Bash. How much longer will Maryland kids have to wear masks in schools? I'm Kate Ryan.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority signals it may overturn the nationwide right to an abortion that's existed for nearly 50 years.
It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A Californian recently back from a trip to South Africa is the first known U.S. case of the new COVID-19 Omicron variant. Governor Gavin Newsom says the person was fully vaccinated and has not had to be hospitalized after just testing positive on Monday.
This individual is doing well, mild symptoms. The people that this individual came into contact have been tested.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the president's top medical advisor says Omicron's presence in the U.S. shouldn't lead to a change in behavior as long as you've been vaccinated, boosted, and wear a mask in congregate settings.
We want to keep doing that and make sure we pay close attention to that.
When it comes to holiday parties, Dr. Anthony Fauci says as long as those in attendance are vaccinated,
you could feel safe with not wearing a mask and having a dinner, having a reception.
But in other public settings in which unvaccinated people may be present,
it is very prudent to wear a mask.
Abortion rights at the Supreme Court. Protesters outside the court as the conservative justices appear inclined to let stand a Mississippi law that prohibits abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, which directly conflicts with its past decisions on abortion. Justice Brett Kavanaugh with Mississippi Solicitor General Stuart Scott.
As I understand it, you're arguing that the Constitution's silent and therefore neutral on the question of abortion. In other words, that the Constitution's neither pro-life nor pro-choice on the question of abortion, but leaves the issue for the people of the states or perhaps Congress to resolve in the democratic process. Is that accurate?
Right. We're saying it's left to the people, Your Honor.
The 15-year-old who police say shot and killed four classmates at a high school in Michigan yesterday will be charged as an adult. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald.
We are charging this individual with one count of terrorism causing death, four counts of first-degree murder, seven counts of assault with intent to murder, and 12 counts of possession of a firearm and the commission of a felony.
CBS's Steve Futterman on the women's tennis tour suspending play in China over concerns about the safety of a Chinese player.
The action by the Women's Tennis Association will take effect immediately. Officials and fellow tennis players have expressed concern about Peng Shuai's safety and well-being. Last week, WTA President Steve Simon spoke with the Tennis Channel.
We continue to reach out and hopefully be able to speak with her directly.
Peng Shuai disappeared from public for 2 weeks after making allegations of sexual assault against a former Chinese official. She did speak with the head of the International Olympic Committee and said she was fine, but that has not lessened concerns.
The Dow lost 462. This is CBS News.
Is finding seasonal help on your wish list? You need Indeed, the all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
503 on WTOP on this first day of December 2021, and it is 53 degrees in D.C. and in down to the 30s. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Hillary Howard. Our top local story this hour. As the U.S. identifies its first known case of the Omicron COVID variant in San Francisco, Maryland's governor provided an update this afternoon on what's happening here as his response to the new variant.
When it comes to the Omicron variant, I want to reassure Marylanders that our entire team is continuing to very closely monitor this situation.
Governor Larry Hogan.
Maryland has one of the strongest variant surveillance systems in America.
If you're vaccinated but haven't received a booster shot,
get a booster shot in the next 10 days to be fully protected by Christmas.
Asked if Marylanders should prepare for the possibility of new COVID restrictions because of the Omicron variant, the governor says,
I sure hope not. I mean, we are not intending to return to any of those measures here in the state of Maryland.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
Well, when it comes to an off-ramp for schools and a state mask mandate, members of the Maryland State Board of Education agree at some point something's got to happen here. Question is, when and how schools could end that requirement?
Maryland State Superintendent of Schools Mohammed Chaudhry asked that the current mask mandate remain in place for now. But he agreed there should be what state school board members called an off-ramp
a way to determine when schools could lift the current requirement. Chaudhry told board members,
one thing that's very important, first and foremost, is keeping our schools open.
But he said that would have to be balanced with safety. The board voted to have state officials settle on what metrics ought to be included before considering next steps. The current mask requirement expires in late February. The board could extend it, let it expire, or pass an entirely new regulation. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Getting a COVID test is easier than it used to be. And now another library system is giving them away.
Libraries are the most trusted local agency across the country.
And now the Prince George's County Library System is the latest to offer free COVID tests for anyone who wants one.
These are the high quality Abbott Binax Now self-tests, so they are very accurate. You get a result within 15 minutes.
Library spokesman Nicholas Brown says the county's 17 libraries will provide a total of 1,700 kits per week.
This is an opportunity to get that peace of mind or information that you need additional medical care.
They only ask that if you're symptomatic, you have someone else pick up a test for you. Several libraries in Virginia, as well as Anne Arundel County, also provide free testing kits now. John Doman, WTOP News.
506, the October 12th Metro Rail derailment in Arlington has triggered a nationwide safety alert by the NTSB. Our story from WTOP's Dick Uliano.
The National Transportation Safety Board is alerting subways and commuter railroads to look for a potentially devastating flaw in rail car wheels that's tough to detect. The safety agency says the wheels on the Metro 7000 series car that derailed near Arlington National Cemetery spread apart 2 inches. Investigators say the wheel set had derailed and re-railed twice on the trip before stopping the train. The derailment injured one person and trapped other passengers on the train in a tunnel before they could be evacuated. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather.
New details about the death and life of a former police chief. I'm Neil Augenstein.
506.
Remodeling for how you live today. Here's Craig DeRosco, founder of Sun Design Remodeling, sharing how remodeling can bring family and friends together.
When you're thinking of remodeling, one tip would be the first plan might never be the best plan. And so I think sometimes we approach things where we draw something, we say, okay, here's a perspective plan. But if you haven't looked at different perspectives or different thoughts or had different inputs, you really wouldn't know if that's maybe the best way or not. So what I'm a big fan of saying is, like, when you enter into a design with a firm, making sure that you're getting more than one perspective or one view of what could be.
Sun Design is an architectural design build remodeler that transforms homes for the better thanks to a proven award-winning approach. Schedule your free consultation today at sundesigninc.com.
Government organizations are asking, what's next? What's next for federal, state, and local leaders in an environment that demands flexibility? What's next for the way services are delivered? What's next for every...
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeets, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.